to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll talk about part two, earthquakes, our changing times. Learn more steps you can take to work in harmony with the many changes we're all experiencing now through 2015, but especially now. Discover some easy tools to flow with these changes. I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to let you know that our new fall program for 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business will start October 7th. This is now less than 2 weeks away, and if you either work in business or you own your own business and you're ready to move into the abundant universe, check out this 8-month program with a monthly class and a group coaching session by phone. We're so confident that this program can assist you in your prosperity that it has a money-back guarantee. So to learn more, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And once you're there, look for the new fall program for 8 Keys Prosperity Training under What's New. So go now, as this program starts really soon. Now, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, are you tired of Mercury retrograde yet? Delays, changes in schedules, miscommunication, slow traffic, changing your mind? What fun! But we're not going to let a little thing like that get us down. This cycle finishes on September 29th, and after that, Mercury starts moving forward again. Slowly at first, of course. By October 6th, though, we get one of the best dates we have for the rest of the year. So use this last bit of Mercury retrograde to get yourself prepared. If you heard my show on October 21st, I gave you some good dates for getting your projects launched, and October 6th is one of them. Now, the challenge of this particular Mercury retrograde is that we're making unexpected changes, which can include breakthroughs in old thought patterns and beliefs. A good example of this was an ad I saw online touting that health insurance company executives are the real victims of the proposed health care reform. Oh no, the ad said. They wouldn't make their $500 million salaries or have 5 houses or a mini zoo in their backyards. What a thought. Maybe we'll have some more breakthroughs with this cycle so we can actually get a workable public health care option. We'll see. Just remember, we can't change things unless we're willing to wake up and see the truth. This is due to a combination of cycles of Mercury conjunct Saturn and both opposite Uranus. That cycle is with us now through October 9th, so be sure to give your computers extra protection during this time, as these cycles can be very hard on computers. Keep your virus software updated and do daily backups. We'll have more challenges than normal with these things on October 3rd through the 5th. Also, remember to be flexible. Your plans are likely to change unexpectedly. Don't let it fluster you. You remember the old nursery rhyme, Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. That's got to be our motto until we get past these unexpected changes. So just go with the flow and find out where the universe is sending you. Now, as you probably know, if you listened to this show before, we're in earthquake season at the moment with Saturn opposite Uranus. We've recently had the third of 5 peaks for this cycle, which is lasting nearly 2 years. Our first peak was on Election Day 2008. Our last peak will be on July 26, 2010, and that is one humdinger of a peak. So remember, any time between now and then, we can experience unexpected changes, and that includes unexpected earth and weather changes. Are you prepared for an emergency? If not, please take the time to do this. just stock up on some extra things that will make life a lot easier in case we have an emergency. Get some extra food that doesn't need much preparation, some flashlight batteries, an extra blanket or two, and some candles. Keep a little extra on hand of supplies you use regularly, and remember to have extra for your pets, too. Now, I'll talk more about handling the changes in the next segment when I talk about Part 2, Earthquakes Are Changing Times. But for the moment, just remember that all these changes can apply to each of us personally. This means that any of us can experience the loss of a job, a relationship that ends, losing a home, or even a death in the family. These are not things we're usually prepared to handle, and they can be very painful. So just remember that if any of these unexpected earthquakes happen to you personally, the universe has a new plan for you. After you grieve your loss, remember to open up to whatever the universe is trying to bring you. This is another reason why it pays to be prepared. The emergency you prepare for may be a personal one. Next, we still have the tail end of Venus trine Pluto with us through tomorrow, September 26th. The cycle is great for making big money or for a very passionate love relationship. They often go hand in hand because when your energy is high, you attract more money to you. So there's money and passionate love afoot if you'll open yourself to the possibilities. But remember, you could experience some delays with receiving the money since Mercury is slow at this time of the month, so transactions are slow too. Next, now through September 29th, we're still in range of Sun square Pluto, which is a cycle associated with major power issues. The cycle is commonly associated with power abuses by leaders of all types, so be careful how you use your own power under this cycle. That's what will keep you out of trouble. Trying to control others now will only get you into a deeper mess, so focus on controlling yourself instead of others. This cycle is also associated with power challenges to leaders of all types, including leaders of organizations, businesses, governments at all levels, and homes. Should you encounter one of these challenges, it's best to cooperate and make the change. Otherwise, the universe may decide to hit you over the head with a 2x4. Golly, don't let that happen. Cooperate with any unexpected changes. The universe may have a new plan for you, and it's better to cooperate and move forward to find out what's ahead. Often, very good things await you after an unexpected surprise. Now, at the personal level, Sun square Pluto is also associated with transforming our core self. This can be very scary and even feel like you've been hung up to dry with no support. The purpose of this cycle is to assist you in becoming more of your authentic self. In order to do that, sometimes we're required to give up something we think we can't live without. But we must give it up to become more of who we really and truly are. Now for some good news. Mars is trine Uranus and sextile to Mercury. This is leading the way to lots of good energy, which can help us make breakthroughs, both mentally, emotionally, and physically. Now, be sure to get extra physical activity now since there's a lot more electrical energy running through all of us now, and it needs something to do. This is a great time for any type of physical activity, but especially for something exciting or different than usual. Now, in addition, these cycles of Mars trine Uranus and sextile to Mercury, they are tremendous for making emotional breakthroughs and changing your old emotional responses. More than any other cycle, this one can help you choose new emotional responses that are in your highest good. This set of cycles stays in range through October 8th, so take advantage of this special time to do something different. This is one of the reasons why October 6th is such a good date. Plan now to use that date well. And now for more good news, beginning next Friday, October 2nd, we enter a period of high growth. You can use this high growth period to introduce new products or services, apply for a job, or ask for a raise. You can use it to promote something important for you, to launch a website, or sign an important contract that you want to go well. This high growth period is due to Sun trine Jupiter. It's going to last all the way through October 17th, and it peaks in the very wee hours of October 10th. This is another reason why October 6th is such a good date. so be sure you plan to do something important on that date. Now, lastly, I want to remind you that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. You can get this in your email on Fridays or late Thursday nights by registering for it. It's still free, and it's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio. No more notes to take or going to the website each week, just the simple process of registering for it so we can send it to you free each week. To do so, go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And the link is under What's New by the link for my radio show. So get signed up today. Now I know we're headed off to a break, but do you know how to ride the waves of change we're in? When I come back after this short break, I'll talk about part two, earthquakes, our changing times, and how we can get ourselves aligned to handle these breakthrough changes. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Are you ready to prosper in your job or business by working in harmony with the universe? Polaris Business Guides is ready to hand you 8 keys to the ultimately prosperous business. These keys allow you to accomplish more than doing less, overcome emotional blockages, create powerful partnerships, and build wealth, even in our current economic conditions. This program is taught by phone twice a month, so you can attend from any location. The next 8-month teleprogram begins October 7th. And there's no risk because Polaris Business Guides and Madeline Gurick offer a money-back guarantee. Call 877-524-8300 for complete details. That's 877-524-8300 or visit askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com for the keys to your prosperity.
Would you like to be healing old wounds today? Licensed psychotherapist Denise Montalvo can help. Unintegrated trauma impacts our life experience with unconscious behaviors that manifest through our relationships and keeps us transfixed by fear, sadness, and anger. Each journey is personal and individual. Emotional healing can be attained without years of traditional talk therapy. Call Denise Montalvo at 915-760-8999 or visit denisemontalvo.com.
Get more energy in your step and reduce your joint impact by 50%. Join the thousands of people who have found pain relief from using Z-Coil footwear. These unique shoes are engineered to relieve pain that starts at your feet and works its way up your body. You have nothing to lose but your pain. Give Z-Coil footwear a try. They're available at Z-Coil of Seattle. Call 206-838-7338 and visit your2feet.com.
For right brain expansion and new mental power, introducing Right Brain Aerobics Training for Business and Career Development, a certificate course Saturday and Sunday, September 26th and 27th at Maitreya Center in Redmond. Join Sandra Rodman, CEO of Right Brain Aerobics, a senior executive of Fortune 500 companies. Go to rightbrainaerobics.com. That's rightbrainaerobics.com. For more, call 425-214-2926. 425-214-2926.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gurwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2010 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com and click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2010 good timing guide today.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I'm talking about part two, earthquakes, our changing times, and how we can align ourselves with the breakthrough changes that we're having. So first of all, last week I talked about why we're having these changes now and that we'll be seeing radical and unexpected changes all the way through 2017. I also discussed how rapidly these changes will occur and how we're on the vertical portion of the hockey stick curve for nearly everything that we're faced with at this time. This means that we're making 93% of the major changes in a very short period of time over the next 8 years. So this is not a period of stability. It's a period of major change. We're doing the deep inner work now so our outer world can really change to one of peace and harmony. To do that, though, takes a conscious effort on all our parts. Now, this week, I'm going to give you some more tips for handling all the changes we're in. However, I first want to quickly review the tips I gave you last week because I'm going to springboard off of them. So here they are. The first one is to get prepared for emergencies. Like I mentioned earlier on the show, we can't know if the unexpected emergency that we prepare for will be due to earth changes, extreme weather, or personal earthquakes. Whatever the reason, it pays to get prepared now for the unexpected. Then stay in that mode until September of next year. Remember, you may need to help others who didn't get this message, so prepare for the unexpected. Number two, I urged you to take Chris Martinson's online and free program, The Crash Course, so you can gain a better understanding of what's going on in the economy with energy and the environment and how they all intersect. It's important to do this now so we can get our heads out of the sand and understand what's really going on. Just Google The Crash Course and it will be the first link. I've also included this link in What's Up in the Heavens for Today, so that's another way to get it. You can sign up for that at my site, askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Number three, I strongly encouraged you to do anything that would help your body and mind become more flexible. Move your body in as many ways as possible. Take it dancing, walking, running, or swimming. Give your body plenty of stretches. Do yoga positions, tai chi, or anything which moves your body in the most ways possible. Anytime you move your body to become more flexible, your mind opens up and flexes too. Also do brain teasers or crossword puzzles. All of this will help you flex with the changes. Number four, I encourage you to operate from a position of trust, not fear. Trust the universe to bring you the changes that you need for your highest good, not to harm you in any way. If you go into fear, you'll go down the wrong path and miscreate what you don't want. Number five, I encourage you to make your changes willingly. This is a lot better strategy than waiting for the universe to hit you over the head with that 2x4. Of course, that is your other option. So be willing to listen to your guides, to your inner wisdom and knowing, so you get your messages and know where the universe is sending you. This means you need some daily alone time and a strategy for getting your messages. And you need to be willing to take the appropriate actions that your inner guidance gives you. And number six, finally, I urged you to surrender to the changes, especially the ones you've known were needed for a long time, but you haven't made them. Resistance is futile, as the Borg used to say. Get out your white flag and start waving it. What? You don't have a white flag? Make one with a pencil and some white paper. No excuses. Turn your boat around and stop struggling to paddle upstream. What you want is not there. Give up the struggle and turn around so you can drift downstream in the flow. I'll say this again. Stop struggling and surrender to the needed changes. It's the only way to get where you really want to go. Now, those last three tips are easier said than done, and this is why I wanted to give you part two of this topic. So let's get back to the tip about trusting the universe to bring you the most important and most appropriate changes for your highest good. If you're in fear, just how are you going to shift to that? Actually, there are several ways, and they all tend to work together. Now, first of all, when we don't trust the universe to deliver situations for our highest good, essentially, it's because we don't trust ourselves. We're always talking to the universe and telling it what to send us, even though we're usually completely unaware of it. We talk to the universe via our feelings and our thoughts and our actions. Whatever we're feeling, whatever vibration we're in, whatever energy we're sending out in any given moment, we're telling the universe to send us more of whatever creates that feeling for us. So if you feel stressed or frustrated, angry or hurt or anxious or fearful, you're telling the universe to send you more experiences which will continue to make you feel that way. Is it any wonder that most of us don't trust the universe to send us what we want? What's needed is an understanding of how to talk to the universe so we can get what we really want. Now, once you understand this, it's your responsibility to be in positive energy most of the time, so the universe can bring you the positive situations you want. But let's move beyond that basic understanding. Trust is something we've been trained out of with the model for competition. So throw that model out. It's not only outdated, it can't work in this environment. We need to trust ourselves, others, and the universe so we can collaboratively create the solutions to the changes that are needed now. How do you know when you're not trusting? You're in fear or anxiety. You're worried or anxious about the future instead of trusting that the universe will bring you what you want. Now, how can you release those fears? This is critical because you can't create what you want whenever you're in fear of not getting it. So here are two tools for releasing fear. First, you can get an emotional freedom and healing release, either a custom one or a group release for certain issues. Now, Polaris offers an emotional freedom and healing release for prosperity on CD. And we also offer CDs for releasing anger and one for releasing deception. These are in the Polaris store. You can use this tool to release all types of negative emotions, limiting beliefs, or fears. It's highly effective, and it takes about an hour. To whatever degree you release an issue, the results are permanent. And both Richard Ross and Peg Donahue also offer these types of custom releases, and they are both on my website under the link Meet Our Guides. My website, again, is askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Now, the second tool for releasing fear is one that you can learn to use right this minute. So first, imagine that you have a very long root, chain, or long cord growing out of your tailbone. This is just an energetic root, tail, or long chain. So send that long root, chain, or cord down to the center of the earth. You can do this very quickly in a matter of seconds. I've already done it for myself. Now, when you do this often enough, you'll begin to feel a tug back from the earth on your tailbone. That will let you know that you're grounded. And when you get there, make sure you send out an anchor or tie a root around it. Put that root in deep. Do something to anchor yourself. Next, using your intention, put your grounding cord, chain, or root into release mode. Just tell yourself, I'm now putting my grounding cord into release mode. Then start releasing down it everything that is not you. That includes all fear, anxieties, worries, stress, resentments, anger, sadness, pain. Yes, even physical pain. All that can go down to the center of the earth, and it will be transmuted to a much higher frequency or vibration. Do this daily, even multiple times if needed, and you'll be able to create what you want. Now, once you're able to trust the universe, how can you make your changes willingly? Sounds like it should be easy, as though it's just a state of mind, but it's not. Most of the time, we need to make an emotional breakthrough in order to do this. That's also usually accompanied by a mental breakthrough, too. The easiest way I know to make this happen, now don't laugh, the easiest way I know is to change your story. Change your self-talk. Change the way you talk to yourself and others about what's going on every single day. This is an extremely effective technique, and you won't realize how well it works until you try it. The trick to telling a new story is to tell one that you want to happen, not what's actually happening. Every time you think about the situation that's driving you bananas, you need to cancel clear the old story about what is happening. Then substitute a new one. Are you out of money? Then your new story is that a lot more money is coming to you easily and quickly. You don't need to know how it's coming. You only need to trust the universe to bring it to you once you start putting out energy, thanking the universe in advance for having already provided it. Yes, I know you don't yet have it in your bank account, but you do have it in your energetic bank account. So thank the universe in advance for it. That ensures it will show up in your real bank account. Keep your news story going every day. Write it on Post-it notes and attach it to your computer, your mirror, your refrigerator, your car dashboard, anywhere you can see it often. It will happen. Okay, how can you surrender to the changes? Turn your boat around and stop struggling. You know the answer to this. You choose faith over fear. We're constantly faced with this choice on a daily basis, yet we fail to recognize it. In order to make that choice, we have to release our fear, and we need to trust the universe. No matter how you slice and dice it, we have to do both to choose faith over fear. That's what allows us to surrender to the changes and go with the flow. So allow these changes to occur. Surrender to them with faith that the universe has your back, because it does. Just trust it. Now, after this short break, I'll be taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Creating a fulfilling life is now easy with the Code to Successful Living given to you in one 90-minute human design reading. Chetan Parkin describes your life and being in vivid detail. See his new book, published by HarperCollins, Human Design, Discover the Person You Were Born to Be, at humandesignforusall.com or call 760-298-0918. That's 760-298-0918 and visit humandesignforusall.com.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
In the world of Amelina, our commitment is to making the time spent with us an interlude to be remembered and treasured. The best gift is the gift of health. Give it to yourself and valued others. Amelina International Day Spa is located in downtown Seattle and Yakima Valley. Visit our website at amelina.com. That's spelled UMMELINA.com. Or call 206-624-1370.
Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2010 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2010 good timing guide today.
Welcome back. to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. I'm now taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. If you have a personal question, I need your birthday, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And after taking your calls, I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, first, before we're having a fun time today. All right, must be that Mercury retrograde. But first, before I take your calls, I want to let you know that if you're about to start a new company, now is an excellent time to contact me about doing a new company start for you. I can find a date and time that's appropriate for the type of company you're creating, and one that works with your own chart. This gives you a company with a much better financial situation, high growth, appropriate products and services, good marketing, customers, vendors, and operations that are in alignment with what you want to create. So call me right away at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. We have some good dates in October for starting certain types of new companies. Then nothing as good as this again until late March. So call me soon if you're interested in this. My toll-free number again is 877-524-8300. So, Benny, do we have some callers? Oh, he must be on the phone with somebody. And that must be what he's doing. And while he's doing that, I want to mention that this week on September 22nd, we gave a free 8 Keys to Thriving in Any Economy, including this one. We gave a free teleclass, a free prosperity teleclass, and it will soon be up online so that you can listen to it if you missed it. It should be up there by Sunday and so, or maybe even late Saturday night. But check it out at our site, askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com, and just click on the page for the free prosperity new 8 Keys Fall program, and it'll be on that page. Okay, Benny, do we have some callers? Nope, he's still not there. He must still be on the phone with somebody. Holy cow! You can tell I'm not in the studio today. Actually, not there that often, but occasionally I am. So while we're waiting for Benny, I want to mention one other thing about prosperity training, which you may not know. But in general, we can learn all this stuff mentally, but it doesn't work. That is a big challenge with prosperity training because we've been so trained emotionally over probably hundreds, if not thousands, of lifetimes to believe in scarcity. And so it's very hard for us to learn this stuff emotionally, and that is why a program is so important, because you really need some way to stay focused on prosperity in order to make the shift and to stay shifted. It's very, very easy to go back to our old patterns of being in scarcity mode as soon as the next challenge comes up, and this is why we offer 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business. Whether you work in business or you own a business, this is a great way to learn how to be working in the abundant universe with ease and flow on a daily basis so that you don't have to do everything yourself and you can start opening up to much easier ways of working and attracting and creating the things that you want energetically. So, Benny, are you there?
I am back, Madeline. Thank you very much for filling in. Sorry, I was busy on those phone lines.
I figured that's what was going on.
Well, you did a great job. We're going to take off and head to Bellevue, Washington. We have Becky calling in. She wants to know if her business is going to make it through this recession time. Her information is 1124 of 54. I know you got to type it in there.
Yep, I got it.
Okay, 1124 54, and at 1204 a.m., when she was born.
4 a.m., okay.
You got it. In Hudson, Wisconsin.
Ah.
So we're talking
I've been in Wisconsin.
Yeah, we're talking to a fellow cheesehead out there, I guess, is exactly what we'd be putting it. And Becky, welcome to the show.
Hi, Becky.
Hi.
So you're asking if your business will
make it
through the recession?
Yeah, it's been really tough.
Is your business either incorporated, an LLC, some kind of legal structure?
Yeah, we're incorporated.
Okay.
Somewhat, but we have our house is tied in with it, and we're just, you know, we just don't want to dump too much into it if it's just not going to go, but we're doing everything we can.
Right. Well, let me just explain to you. I can look at your own personal situation with your personal chart, but your business has a completely different chart based on the time and date and place that you incorporated it.
Okay.
And so that actually is the chart that will tell me whether or not it's going to make it through the recession. How long ago was it started?
5 years.
Oh, okay. So it probably is not one that's going to go bankrupt, at least not anytime soon.
No, I don't think so.
So, but if you call me back with that, I can tell you specifically about your company. But right now, I can look at your personal chart, okay?
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, so your personal chart is just going to tell me what's happening personally. Now, you look like you're reasonably well set up to, you know, be in business in terms of being able to attract money to you fairly easily and unexpectedly.
Well, we've been shining that light on the store and just, you know, thinking about the abundance and trying to have really a positive attitude.
Yes, that's great. Now, right at this moment, you're challenged because you're, it's like you actually have, well, there's two things going on, but one of them is that it's a hard time for you to grow because it's like every time you grow or try to grow, there's some kind of a obstacle in the way saying, well, wait a minute, you got to get this in order first.
Yeah.
You recognize that?
I do. I keep wondering if it's like this. Am I supposed to have this patience lesson in this life or something?
Just that the universe is trying to give you it's trying to help you wake up and realize that you can't grow without putting in the appropriate types of structure before you grow. In other words, you know, you can't take off and fly until you grow wings.
But how do you do that?
Well, you know, generally speaking, when you're working in a business and you're trying to grow it, there's some types of structures that are needed in order to help you take off and grow. I mean, just for example, if you're going to grow your marketing, let's suppose you're going to grow to a different region, you have to have some way in place for that to happen. So, So there has to be some setup, you know, how are you going to get in touch with those potential customers and who's going to handle those potential customers and how are they going to get driven maybe to your website or to call you or, you see,
okay.
There has to be some structure to make it happen.
So personally, is that the same type of deal? I just kind of at a loss.
Yeah, because this is showing up in your day-to-day work life.
Great.
Yeah, so yeah, there's that going on. And there's also the tendency at the moment for you to overspend.
Wow, that's really not ever a tendency I've ever had.
That's good. That's very good because it would be a challenge for you to overspend now. You might overindulge in other ways. It doesn't necessarily have to be money. It could be just overindulging in food or
it could be sugar. Yeah, sugar's
yeah,
not a sugar, problem. Yeah,
yes, exactly. Yeah.
And I'm recovering from a hip surgery.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so that's part of the structure that has to get in place before you take off.
Right.
That's a pretty important structure.
And I'm working two jobs. Yeah.
Exactly. And also at the same time, especially this will be true this fall and early winter, like in December, you're at a point where you really have the what looks like a lot of opportunities. So it's up to you to be very careful in evaluating what is really gold and which one is false gold.
Okay.
So just be cautious that you're not just running off to pursue something that looks like a good opportunity when it might not be.
Okay.
You know, you will get some that are good, but, you know, you have to take some discernment to figure it out. Don't, you know, use some patience in doing that. But you do have a great period coming up here for you to take positive actions. All this fall should be very strong for you that way. And positive actions that lead to fortunate outcomes.
Well, that sounds great.
Yes. So hang in there, and that will also be very, very helpful for you healing your hip, too, and becoming more mobile.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and it's thank you for calling in.
Kind of positive reinforcement.
Yes, absolutely. And call me back another time with your company information for when you started it.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Now, when we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls that can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Are you ready to prosper in your job or business by working in harmony with the universe? Polaris Business Guides is ready to hand you 8 keys to the ultimately prosperous business. These keys allow you to accomplish more than doing less, overcome emotional blockages, create powerful partnerships, and build wealth, even in our current economic conditions. This program is taught by phone twice a month, so you can attend from any location. The next 8-month teleprogram begins October 7th. And there's no risk because Polaris Business Guides and Madeline Gurick offer a money-back guarantee. Call 877-524-8300 for complete details. That's 877-524-8300 or visit askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com for the keys to your prosperity.
Would you like to be healing old wounds today? Licensed psychotherapist Denise Montalvo can help. Unintegrated trauma impacts our life experience with unconscious behaviors that manifest through our relationships and keeps us transfixed by fear, sadness, and anger. Each journey is personal and individual. Emotional healing can be attained without years of traditional talk therapy. Call Denise Montalvo at 915-760-8999 or visit denisemontalvo.com.
Are you tired or struggling to get to where you want to be in your life? Want some help getting to that next level? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and passionate champion of your complete success. I'm excited to give you powerful books, teas, and coaching to help you easily transform your life from the inside out. Now is the time to make your life sing. Visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Creating a fulfilling life is now easy with the Code to Successful Living given to you in one 90-minute human design reading. Chetan Parkin describes your life and being in vivid detail. See his new book, published by HarperCollins, Human Design, Discover the Person You Were Born to Be at humandesignforusall.com or call 760-298-0918. That's 760-298-0918 and visit humandesignforusall.com.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in just 1 hour without suffering or willpower? Cat James says yes. Hear what transformed Cat and others as you jumpstart your own freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths with pioneering experts and real-life stories. Cat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Cat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Dr. Pat Show Network. Visit thecatjamesshow.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and I believe we already have all the callers we can handle for today. And after that, I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. Also, before I take your calls, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get to the heart of your biggest challenge. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's head off to Vashon Island in Washington, just outside here. We have Polly calling in. She wants to know if it's a good time to start a house cleaning business. I would think maybe yes, because I could give her her first client, and that would be me. So I think she's got a job well underway. Polly, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Hi, Polly.
Hi.
So first of all, just to answer your question about starting actually, not just a house cleaning business, but next month in October, we have a few good dates that are really excellent for starting companies, and it depends on what type of company it is as to what would work the best. So, you know, I do recommend that people contact me to get a date and time for their particular company, because it's a very expensive thing to guess about timing for your company. When you start it with the state, and it's really a really good idea to start it with the state, because what we find is that people who don't start their businesses with the state, their companies never seem to take off. It's like they don't have any bones for their company. Legal structure. So when you start that with the state, it's the date, the time, and the location that occurs will show everything that's going to happen to your company, much as a chart for a birth of a baby shows what, you know, that baby is going to experience throughout its life. So I would recommend that you contact me for that. Now I was just looking here to see.
This would only be a temporary plan, because I'm studying to be a Waldorf teacher.
I see. And how long is that going to take?
I have 2 years left of my training. There's a possibility that I'll do the second year within the summer, but it's kind of a long shot.
I see. So is there any possibility that you would just take a job cleaning houses during that time instead of starting your own company? Or does it not pay enough?
It doesn't pay enough to work for somebody else.
I see. Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because I have the children, and so I'm not with them, then I have to pay somebody to be with
yes.
them.
Yes, exactly. So you have to make enough to make it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was looking at your chart, and, you know, there's... it looks like you're past all the really, what would I call it, major struggles. you have one more, two more that are left, but this is you breaking through something that perhaps feels like an intolerable, do you have that kind of a situation, something that feels intolerable to you that you're trying to break through? Yeah.
Yeah, it's been
a
really hard time.
That's kind of like the last, you know, really big... obstacle, perhaps you might want to call it challenge, that's up for you at the moment. And so, you know, assuming that doesn't interfere with you starting a business, the problem with starting a business is it can take a fair amount of energy because you have to market yourself.
Yeah.
Do you have some groups of people that you already know that you can market to, like perhaps a church organization or friends people?
I think the Waldorf schools and realtors and there's certain people that I could get work
perfect.
From.
Yeah,
and you know I only need say
a small amount of work.
It's like 4 to 6 jobs a week.
Right,
so it makes
it
a lot better.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I would say that you know you're in a time now. Where you can make that happen. And also, you're not quite there yet, but you're just about to start a new growth cycle. And these happen every 12 years.
Yeah.
So, and that's going to happen in late December, early January. So,
okay.
So
you know, you're really on track, I think.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah, so have at it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right.
Benny, do we have another caller?
We do. Let's patch her on through. Let me pull up my screen. And it looks like we have Lisa from Burien, Washington, calling in. She wants to know when prosperity will arrive for her. I think we're always looking for that, aren't we?
We are indeed.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool. Well, let's give out the information about Lisa. She's born at 3/23/1960 at 12:13 p.m. in Seattle, Washington. Local gal. So, Lisa, welcome to the show.
Hi there. And, Benny, the time is 12:13.
Yeah, 12:13. Did I get that?
I'm sorry. I thought you said 3 something.
Oh, well, that was the birthday.
I have 12:13 p.m.
All right,
is that
good.
Correct?
Beauty, it is. I apologize.
No, that's okay.
That's okay.
Hey.
That's okay. We want to make sure it's right. It's
yep.
Mercury
yeah.
retrograde.
Exactly. There you
right.
go.
Closer the better.
Madeline, my husband and I are both self-employed.
Okay.
He's a cabinet maker.
Okay.
And he's not busy. I'm a seamstress. I do pillows, bedrooms, drapes and things for higher end homes, and I'm not busy right now.
And you know, I let me just make a suggestion based on what I'm seeing here.
Yeah.
You know, and I know how hard it is.
Okay.
When you're in this situation, you're not busy. The fear starts setting in,
mm-hmm.
and then it's like you
fighting
can't
it.
Get rid of it. Yeah.
Right.
You know, you just can't get rid of it.
Yeah.
So there's two things I'll recommend for you. First of all, consider taking 8 keys to the ultimately prosperous business with your husband.
Okay.
Since you're both self-employed, we offer, you know, when somebody brings a colleague, a friend, a spouse, something like that, we offer 50% off for the second person.
Okay.
So that's one, and it's an 8-month program. That's the best thing I can tell you to do because you're going to get the focus on prosperity for 8 months.
Yes.
You see, and it takes time to make a shift like that.
Right.
And then the other, and it really during this time period, you know, we're not through the challenges yet, unfortunately. This
right.
is why we're offering these programs, because we want people to be able to make the shift and not go into the fear.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
stay in the fear.
Right.
The second possibility I have for you that's quick and less expensive is for $35 on our Polaris website at the Polaris store, you can get the Emotional Freedom and Healing Release for Prosperity.
Okay.
And the two of you could use that to help you just release the fear
okay.
around not having the money.
And I have Uranus. My sun sign is obviously Uranus. I'm sorry, is Aries, and that's going to be, Uranus goes into that. Is that next year?
It does, but it's not quite going to reach it yet. But, you know,
what does an
the
Aries...
following year, that'll mean there'll be some kind of major change for you, probably okay. related to your career.
Okay, but that doesn't
yeah.
come up for, sounds like another...
Probably until 2011.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, but I would strongly urge you to go and look at the 8 keys to the ultimately prosperous business on our website and consider the program because, you know, for $60 a month, you know, one person could take it, and for $90 a month, both of you could take it.
And is there anything in my chart that stands out as a... like one of the things I could do is make pillows with all my extra fabric and sell those. Do you see any prosperity that I can take action on?
Well, you know, unfortunately our time is up, but call me back in a week and perhaps we can talk about it then or set up an appointment one of the other.
Very good.
All right. Take care and good luck with this because, you know, it's really important for all of us to shift.
Keep our eye on the prize.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
Now, each week I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training, and this week your tip is this. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Now, imagine that. That kid's song had it right. It got the direction right and the right mood to keep things flowing. And from a certain perspective, life is a dream. So dream a lovely life and allow yourself to be in the flow of the many changes that are occurring now. How about dreaming your life to be one that is full of lovely surprises, fulfilling relationships, joyful opportunities? Keep your eyes on those balls and see what you find around the next bend. Next Friday on October 2nd, my show will be about the economic challenges ahead. And in the meantime, remember to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. This is Madeline Gerwig, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.